I went to sleep too. When I woke up, Bill was packing the rucksack. It was late in the afternoon, and the shadow from the trees was long and went out over the dam. I was stiff from sleeping on the ground.
"What'd you do? Wake up?" Bill asked. "Why didn't you spend the night?"
I stretched and rubbed my eyes.
"I had a lovely dream," Bill said. "I don't remember what it was about, but it was a lovely dream."
"I don't think I dreamt."
"You ought to dream," Bill said. "All our biggest businessmen have been dreamers. Look at Ford, look at President Coolidge, look at Rockefeller, look at Joe Davidson."
I disjointed my rod and Bill's and packed them in the rod case. I put the reels in the tackle bag. Bill had packed the rucksack, and we put one of the trout bags in. I carried the other.
"Well," said Bill, "have we got everything?"
"The worms."
"Your worms. Put them in there."
He had the pack on his back, and I put the worm cans in one of the outside flap pockets.
"You got everything now?"
I looked around on the grass at the foot of the elm trees.
"Yes."
We started up the road into the woods. It was a long walk home to Burguete, and it was dark when we came down across the fields to the road, and along the road between the houses of the town, their windows lighted to the inn. We stayed 5 days at Burguete and had good fishing. The nights were cold, and the days were hot, and there was always a breeze even in the heat of the day. It was hot enough so that it felt good to wade in a cold stream, and the sun dried you when you came out and sat on the bank. We found a stream with a pool deep enough to swim in. In the evenings, we played three-handed bridge with an Englishman named Harris who had walked over from Saint-Jean-Pied-de-Port and was stopping at the inn for the fishing. He was very pleasant and went with us twice to the Irati River. There was no word from Robert Cohn, nor from Brett and Mike.